in quality time with the family in the backyard. Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: 10 civil groups demand rule of law in Archbishop Banda Dek case. Blood pressure surge from fireworks claims life of Chosun grandmother 17. In international news, Niger State schools set to reopen months after students abducted. And in sports news, Power Dynamos become first Zambian club in African Club Association. With the news in detail, my name is Sueso Amkena. In local news, a consortium of 10 civil society organizations has called for respect for the rule of law following the summoning of the Archbishop of Lusaka, Alick Banda, by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. Consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza says the law of inquiry should not be construed as an attack on the Catholic Church or as an effort to silence its prophetic voice. Mwanza notes that while the solidarity shown by the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops and the Lusaka Archdiocese towards the Archbishop is understandable, it should not be interpreted as interference in an ongoing legal process. He says under Zambian law, investigations are guided by conduct and evidence, not by religious status or office, adding that no individual is above the law. Mwanza explains that questions surrounding the ownership and acquisition of a motor vehicle alleged to have originated from the Zambia Revenue Authority require clarification, adding that accountability should not be mistaken for persecution. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, he says being summoned for questioning does not amount to guilt but forms part of due process guided by principles such as the presumption of innocence and equity before the law. Political analyst Francis Chipili has described the upcoming Chawama parliamentary by-election as a crucial litmus test that will provide an early indication of how the August general elections may unfold. Chipili says the Chawama seat is politically significant and has the capacity to reflect the strength and preparedness of political parties ahead of the general elections. He, however, notes that despite growing public sentiments calling for change, the ruling party is likely to secure an easy victory in the by-election, attributing this to the split votes from the opposition, which he says will ultimately work in favor of the ruling party. Chipili has further observed that the opposition appears to have lost momentum as the election date draws closer, a development he believes sends an indirect signal that they may have already conceded defeat. He adds that unless the opposition regroups and presents a united front, the Chawama by-election will once again expose long-standing challenges within opposition politics, including poor coordination. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has assured flood victims in Lumezi of the government's continued support as long-term solutions are being pursued. Nalumango gave the assurance when she visited displaced families currently sheltered at Kazembe Primary School. Addressing more than 70 affected families, the Vice President says tents will be provided to improve their living conditions. She expresses the government's sorrow over the loss of life during the disaster and appealed to residents in flood-prone areas to move to higher ground for their safety. Meanwhile, Chief Kazembe thanked the government for the timely assistance given to the flood victims, saying at least 25 villages have been affected. The traditional leader also appealed for support in the form of farming inputs noting that many families lost their crops as a result of the floods. Still in local news, a grandmother aged 70 of Lusaka's Chosun area died in the early hours of New Year's Day after her blood pressure reportedly shot up following loud fireworks. Prior to her death, Belita Muponda woke up shortly after experiencing what she described as bomb-like bangs from fireworks at around midnight, complaining of a feeling of suffocation. A neighbor, Lista Mlenga, says Muponda explains after waking up that she was struggling to breathe, repeatedly saying, "I'm failing to breathe." The deceased lived with her grandchildren and daughters. Mlenga says that when Muponda woke up, she went into her daughter's bedroom and informed her that she was failing to breathe, attributing her condition to the loud fireworks. She was rushed to Chelston Clinic, where she reportedly told nurses that she has been agitated and frightened by the loud bomb-like sounds of fireworks. The shock from the fireworks caused her blood pressure to rise to 200 over something, Mlenga says. She says that everything unfolded quickly and unexpectedly. Shortly after learning of her mother's death, Muponda's daughter reportedly collapsed and was rushed to hospital, where she was put into a coma but is now recovering. The matter was reported to Chosun Police, but police say they are yet to issue a statement on the matter. The Bangalore College of Nursing and Midwifery has been delivered under the Constituents Development Fund, becoming the first tertiary institution in Sante District. President Hagainde Hichilema has emphasized that delivery must meet people's needs, not just plans on paper. The college is now training its first students, creating local jobs, retaining talents, and improving health services for the community through targeted CDF allocations amounting to about 900,000 kwacha. The stored project was revived, completed, and brought to life. Construction works were finished by early 2025, and the institution was ready to receive students by May 2025. The college was officially handed over and opened in July 2025, with the first intake commencing training. And finally, in local news, the Zambia police has issued a stern warning to individuals against causing disorder as Lusaka Bishop Alec Banda appears before the Drug Enforcement Commission on Monday, following heightened public interest in the matter. Derek last week summoned Archbishop Banda to appear before the commission over a case involving a vehicle that was given to him by the Zambia Revenue Authority during the previous regime. Zambia police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says police are aware of discussions and mobilization on social media surrounding the Archbishop's appearance and has emphasized that law enforcement had a duty to maintain public safety and order during such events. He explains that while citizens are free to express themselves within confines of the law, any actions that cross legal boundaries would attract police intervention and will not hesitate to act against individuals intending to cause chaos or disrupt public peace. Chilavi has since appealed to individuals to remain calm, peaceful, and law-abiding, stressing that the role of the police is to protect all citizens and uphold the law as investigations by DEC continue. We now take a short break. Straight to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Enough of wrapping socks and ties? This festive season, why not give the gift that really lights up faces? Head over to Fast Mobile, your one-stop festive shop for gadgets and gear that say, connect your loved ones with the latest iPhones, Samsungs, and Google Pixel phones. Gift someone a Blackview or Samsung tablet or simply an iPad, because streaming holiday movies on the go is basically a tradition. And what's a celebration without the perfect sound? Turn up the joy with a JBL Bluetooth speaker or bring the music closer with sleek Bluetooth headphones and earphones. Looking for something to capture the holiday magic? We've got you covered with Canon, Sony, and Nikon cameras, because memories are best kept in high definition. From stylish smartwatches, laptops,
laptop bags and travel bags to power banks for those long trips. Our bobbing machines and cordless clippers make sure you are picture perfect for every selfie. So this festive season, come to Fast Mobile because your perfect gift is just waiting to be wrapped. Find us on Freedom Way at shop number A75, Chiparamba Road.